So it's my pleasure to welcome Gary Ferguson, or Dr. G, as some people know him. He's a naturopath. He works at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Corporation, and he grew up in the Aleutians. I think that's all there. He's going to tell us the rest. So welcome, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes Christmas doesn't turn out the way that you think it was going to. For those of you that aren't familiar with Alaska or Cold Bay, Cold Bay is about 700 miles south and west. And it's a small community, about 70 people. So everybody works in Cold Bay. And how many of you have been in the bush before? Okay, so the bush is a little bit different, right? As far as like, you have to know that somebody's gonna be able to pull you out of the ditch should you crash. And so everybody waves at each other and tries to be as friendly as they can to each other, because you never know when you might need to call on that person. Regardless of whether you share the same political or philosophical thoughts, you need to at least get along with folks. So anyways, Cold Bay 2007, and another little interesting thing about the bush or Cold Bay is the post office is the place where everybody gathers throughout the day, and people who are bosses have to say, they look at your clock when you go to the post office, because you're going to be socializing. You know you're going to be socializing. And so you plan on spending at least 20 minutes or 30 minutes when you go to the post office, because you see everybody, and it's rude to pass up somebody and not say hi. So it's Christmas 2007, and my family are in Cold Bay, and my parents are. They moved there in the mid-80s, and Christmas is really one of those times of the year for us which is more traditional. Some of us grew up really traditional, others maybe not so traditional, but Christmas for us is all about the tree. And in Cold Bay, the trees are shipped in via Coastal Pioneer from Seattle. They come up on the barge. And they're often frozen by the time they get there, and they've been frozen for days. But it's one of those where we put our trees up and we just hope the needles last at least until Christmas, right? So we're gathered around the Christmas tree, and it's a special Christmas. It's one of those where my mom's been sick for a couple of years. She's got lupus, and so it's one of those where we never know how she's gonna feel. And so we've learned to take extra time during the holidays and spend time together as a family. But this Christmas was one of those where we celebrated Christmas and mom is not feeling so good around the Christmas tree. And it's one of those where all of a sudden she's like, I need to go upstairs. And we just finished the gifts. And it was a great Christmas. It was wonderful, but it was really dampened by the fact she wasn't feeling so good. So she goes upstairs, and my sister, who is a community health aid practitioner, which many of you maybe know who they are, but they're our frontline healthcare providers in the bush, in our small communities, and they have great skills. But when it's your mom, you don't necessarily think that you want to treat your mom. And neither of us wanted to treat mom on Christmas night. The nurse practitioner is back home visiting her family, so we're the only healthcare people in Cold Bay. And it's stormy. It's like blowing 45 knots and blowing snow. And mom's not doing so well. It's one of those where all of a sudden she's got this high fever and she's having respiratory distress or a hard time breathing. And so my sister both look at each other and we're like, I guess we're it tonight. The storm continues to blow outside, and we find, after talking to the emergency room, the emergency room here at the Alaska Native Medical Center is our ER that we talk with, and Cold Bay is a small town, and so the emergency room is one of those where it's just a small room, but a very capable room to help handle emergencies. And we find ourselves eventually via the EMTs in that emergency room, and the ER doc saying she's gonna probably need to be intubated or have a breathing tube put down because she's in such respiratory distress. And so my sister again look at each other, and fortunately the Life Flight Medevac's on his way out to Cold Bay and is gonna help us. They arrive, and sure enough, mom has to be intubated. And so basically we put the breathing tube down, and my sister and I helped put the breathing tube down. And there was that moment where we thought, is this it? Is this it for our time with our mother? And you know, all kinds of memories flash back in my mind as far as how much my mother means to me. And how many of you still have a mother or father or significant elder in your life, okay? So, you know, that feeling of having them with you and that connection with them was just, it was kind of like a time of my own reflection in my life about how much this person means to me, and it would really suck if she left now. This wasn't the time. She gets life-flighted to Anchorage and spent 2 weeks in the critical care unit. And one thing about our community as a family, as well as the Alaska Native community, when somebody gets sick, everybody shows up to the hospital. And so we're in the critical care unit, and there's a room just outside the critical care unit, and it stayed full for those 2 weeks. It was rotations of people and family, and mom giving us signals that she was doing okay through some hand and through some nodding and through some blinking. And the critical care team, amazing people taking care of us. Mom wakes up 2 weeks later, and first thing that she said was, you know, I almost didn't want to come back. It felt so good on the other side. But I came back because I loved you and I wanted to spend more time with you. And then she promptly ordered Moose's Tooth Pizza for the whole critical care unit that took care of her and helped bring her back. And now as we celebrate 2010, it's one of those where Christmas, every single Christmas that we get means something different. It becomes more intense, and we take time out to call each other and spend more time together because we realize that life is short and we don't always have each other around. And so we spend extra time each Christmas. And as we approach Christmas 2010, we're lucky to have mom here for another year. And it's one of those where I'll probably never ever take her for granted. Not that I did, but I think maybe I was. And so we're here in Christmas 2010, and we're really thankful. Thank you.